Back on change of zone number 1969, Ron Sutton, and conditional, do we have to do those separate?
Yeah, you have to act on each one of them separate.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you can, you don't need to, if we're going to defer all of them, you don't need to do roll call, you can just, you know.
Okay. Change of zone number 1969, Ron Sutton.
Madam Chairman, I make a motion, we defer change of zone 1969, Ron Sutton, for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer change of zone number 1969. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, next item is conditional use number 2339, Ron Sutton.
I make a motion that we defer conditional use 2339, Ron Sutton, for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been... lost my words.
Moved and seconded.
It's been moved and seconded for conditional use number 2339. Ron Sutton, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carries. Conditional use number 2328, Sunrise Solar.
Any comments?
I would just say we've done solars before, so if you all would defer, just so we can make sure it's somewhat consistent.
Madam Chair, regarding CU 2328, Sunrise Solar, I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer conditional use number 2328, Sunrise Solar. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Next item is conditional use number 2329, Thomas Dorgan, trustee.
Well, we need to discuss this one.
Yeah.
I really didn't have environmental concerns based on Marine is doing it, but this wrecks it, you know, it affects the neighbors in a horrible way. And I think they express that very well. Not to mention describing it as a pole barn and it's a steel building.
Yeah, I know that's not a discussion for here, but when I rode by there, I was shocked when I saw that building, honestly. And it is nothing but residential back there, and it's very quiet, and the lots are very large, as they all said. I mean, in my opinion, it's certainly not the place for this.
We always bend over backwards to help business, but on this one.
Yeah. Have any comments, Mr. Hopkins?
I don't think so. I mean, it's is there any limits on regarding? And I'm sure that the building was approved and met the standards that we hold and all that. Is there a limit?
So
on how? I mean, how big can they go?
So
or can we anyone that has a residential
as a conditional as in terms of building code? Obviously, there's minimum sizes that it has to meet for building code, but there's no maximum size in building code in terms of a conditional use. That
what I mean outside of the condition. In other words, if he doesn't get this conditional use, he's going to have to use it to store his cars or whatever he wants to put in there. In other words, when he requested the building permit for the shop or whatever he called it. That was not contingent on any kind of
condition. It was an accessory building
to a house.
Because I asked Mr. Whitehouse that too, and it looks like he's pulled a building permit for a dwelling. It doesn't look like they should have built it, because you can't have the accessory building without a dwelling.
Right.
It's got to be accessory to the dwelling.
And none of the building permits that are on that property have been CO'd. So it looks as if they're still awaiting inspection, and we're catching, because they're accessory structures, they don't go through the same process as a dwelling. I do have separate questions to this process about the building permitting process and whether they would have to come back in for a revised building permit. I can say it doesn't appear that they went through commercial plan review, so hence.
Well, building the building prior to getting a conditional use is putting the cart ahead of the horse.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a nice personal shop to get this thing approved. But he could put a 10,000 square foot building up if he wanted to.
There's no limit, and as a home occupation for his own personal boat repair, that could be used with no limit on size and building code. So.
Yeah. But he has to build the residence now because he's got the accessory building.
That's correct. Yeah. So he actually has 6 months to do that. So.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Or you could potentially finish out the shop and have a living area in it?
It is more than, because of the area of the parcel, that there are limits, but normally it's 6 months from the commencement of an accessory structure before you either have to treat it as a commercial structure.
You'd have to come back and have a new building permit, because I don't think you permitted it for an apartment in that big old building.
Any other questions?
I don't think so. I think the opposition made their case.
I agree.
Okie dokie. Well, that's not mine. Okay, so it's yours.
Okay, so in reference to conditional use 2331, whoops, wrong one.
2329.
Conditional use 2329, Thomas Dragon, trustee. I move that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer for further consideration conditional use number 2329. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, carried. The next item is conditional use number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy.
I just love this.
I do too.
I think it's a great idea.
I'm impressed with all the stuff that they do there.
Yeah.
Yeah, different programs.
Wonderful opportunity
for those who love horses
to be able to stay and live the ranch life for a week or whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Madam Chairman, I move we defer conditional use 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy. For further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer conditional use number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. And finally, we have conditional use number 2335, Joseph Kraft.
We've done Gunsmith it before, and like Mr. Whitehouse said, sounds like this one's very nearly a home occupation, but I think there's just a couple of things just to make sure, again, it's consistent with others.
Madam Chair, regarding CU 2335, Joseph Kraft, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2335, Joseph Kraft. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, that concludes our meeting for tonight. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
I apologize for jumping up and running out.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I take a diuretic, and when it says go, you go.
Oh, for sure. And ordinarily, it wouldn't matter, just because we have three people, and you need three for a quorum. That's right. What we just had to pull.
It worked out well for me.
Yeah.
You took it for the team.
Oh, yeah. I like to be helpful.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Okay.